The silence in the chamber was broken by the sharp, rhythmic ticking of a clock on the back wall. The mayor shifted his weight, his eyes darting between the cold, imposing troubleshooters and the clear, logical data Robert had just presented. Mr. Mayor, one of the men in the suit interrupted, his voice smooth and oily, Mr. Towers is presenting a theoretical model. Our city code is designed for proven, tangible safety. Robert stepped forward, his shadow looming over the council table. Proven? He asked, his voice low and cutting. You call the last decade of rolling brownouts proven safety? My model doesn't rely on theory. It relies on the basic physics of load and distribution. It works because it refuses to hide the truth about capacity. Minnie stood beside him, her gaze steady as she looked at the council members. We aren't here to argue codes. We are here to fix a system that is failing the people who live here. The evidence is on the screen. Are you going to ignore it because it doesn't fit the old narrative? The mayor looked at the screen, then at the troubleshooters. The data is compelling, Mr. Towers. But the liability. The liability is with anyone who ignores this data, Robert countered. I've logged every test, every stress point, and every potential failure mode. It's all open. It's all transparent. The old system relied on secrecy to hide its flaws. We rely on honesty to fix them. A council member, a woman who had remained quiet throughout the debate, leaned into her microphone. Mr. Mayor, the public demands a solution. We can't keep patching a dying network. The troubleshooters tried to interrupt, but the momentum had shifted. The council members were tired of the political maneuvering, and they were hungry for a result they could point to as a success. We will take a recess, the mayor announced, his voice sounding strangely tired. We will reconvene in 20 minutes to take a final vote on the permit application. Robert, Minnie, and Virginia walked out into the hallway. They were surrounded by reporters, their flashes blinding in the dimly lit corridor. Do they have the guts to do it? Virginia whispered, glancing back at the doors. They have the pressure, Robert replied. And that is sometimes better than courage. Minnie took his hand. You handled them, Robert. You didn't give them an inch of room to lie. I just spoke the truth, he said. It's amazing how much power it has when you finally decide to use it. They stood in the hallway, the air humming with anticipation. They had brought the fight to the center of the city's power, and they were holding their ground. The Towers saga was reaching its turning point, and for the first time, the future felt like something they were actually creating, not something they were simply enduring.